Hey, Boker Tov, everyone. Bezchus Refuah Shleima of Ephraim Tzvi Moshe Ben Shoshana. Was in a horrible crash yesterday. Bezrat Hashem Shuv Refuah Shleima, and is also his son. Should have Refuah B'mehira B'minu. Bezrat Hashem, very close soon. We are on page 41 at the bottom over here. Simon Kuf Lamed Tes. Moving on to page 42. Before starting Kuf Lamed Tes, which is an Iker Simon. In Ilchus Kriyas Torah, we'll get to how to make the brachas at the Leah. To look inside, outside. That's later on in the Simon. But before we start Kuf Lamed Tes, just one more point that I forgot to mention yesterday, and that's Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Gimel. We learned yesterday all about Psuchas and Stumas, not ending within three psukim. Just to make clear one point, first of all, is something that I think other people had a difficult time with, is that you could end at a stuma or a psucha. At the stuma said, that's a great place to end. That is totally fine. The problem is one or two psukim before, or one or two psukim after. That's problematic. But at the psucha or stuma is going to be totally fine. And furthermore, what happens if a Baal Kori does end an aliyah, and he ends it within two psukim or after two psukim of a psukha or a stuma? So the Mishnah Berurah says the koze lechatchila. Oh, this is a din lechatchila. Have al b'diavin siv katan gimel. Have al b'diavin in kar la rishon v'siyim shnei psukim achar parshu berech la'achareha lo yatchal shino la'achra mirosha parsha. You don't have to start the next aliyah from beforehand. Kavol Chomer, you don't have to, we don't like say this is not a good aliyah. B'diavin we all, it's good. El yikra makom shesiyim harishon v'eilach. You'll start anyways from the place where he left off. And that's going to be it. So it's only a din lechatchila. B'diavad, if he ended there, he ended there. That's only, as the Mishnah Berurah says over here, if he made the after bracha, if the Baal Kori ends, okay? He does it so, he does the end of aliyah. As long as he doesn't make the bracha, he can continue and do another pasuk or two in order to end in the right place. But once again, b'diavad, he already made the bracha, you don't have to go back. So that starts Simon Kuf Lamed Tes now. It sounds like this. The Medrash Tanchuma brings down that Rabbi Akiva would not go up to be called to the Torah if he did not prepare the parsha beforehand. Okay, if he did not prepare the parsha two or three times before, and Rabbi Akiva refused to go up for the aliyah. Now the Beis Yosef explains that this Medrash Tanchuma, it's only talking about back in the day where what used to happen, the real way that do Kriyas Torah is, before we didn't know how to read and lame and things like this, is that whoever got called to the Torah, he would read that aliyah. Everyone was prepared for the parsha. You didn't have one Baal Kori. Everyone was a Baal Kori. And whoever got called to the Torah, the Kohen who got called to the Torah, he would read the Kohen aliyah. Levi, the Levi aliyah. B'chuli, b'chuli, the Yisrael. Everyone who got called to the Torah, they would read. But as time went on, this got very difficult through the Golises and stuff like that. People lost the Mesorah of able to read whatever all the Parshios. And therefore, we came to this idea that one person reads. And nevertheless, even though that one person reads, really that one person, the Baal Kori, should get all seven aliyahs because he's the one reading. You make the bracha of the Torah, then you read it. However, we still call up seven people. Each one makes the bracha, and they yotzi through the Baal Kori's laning, and they lane along with the Baal Kori, as we're going to read furthermore. So now, the Beis Yosef comes and says that the Shita of Rabbi Akiva that says he would not get up to the Torah unless he prepared, that's only back in the day when the person got called up, he would read the Torah. Nowadays, where anyways you don't have to read from the Torah, even if he'd not prepare the Torah, he could still go up and get an aliyah. That's what the Mechaber Paskes over here, Kuf Lamed Tes Siv Aleph, B'makom Shenagoh Shalo Atzma Kori B'kol Ram, in a place where the Ola himself reads out loud, Im Lo Sider Tchila HaParsha Pamayim V'Shalosh Beino Levein Atzmo Yolo Yala. If he has not prepared the Parsha at least two or three times beforehand, he should not go up and get an aliyah. Okay? That's only in a place where that is the minag. Very, very few people, as I believe in by Zilberman's, in the Yeshiva Gedola, they do this, because they all know the Parsha, so they, whoever gets called up, they lane. But that case, if they're not prepared, even if they, sounds like, even if they know the laning, it was their Bar Mitzvah Parsha, they know it from years before, if they did not appear two or three times this week, it's not okay for them to go up and get an aliyah. Says the Ramah, obviously the one where we have a chazan, what we call Baal Kore, he's going to lay the parsha. He's the one who has to prepare two or three times, or most of the time, even more than that, in order that he knows the parsha well. Now, even though the Ramah brings down, it's also mashma from the Chabar over here, from the Beis Yosef, that it's only a time of only the Baal Kore has to prepare, mashma that the rest of the congregation doesn't really need to prepare. However, the Mishnah Berurah does bring down over here, Siv Katan Aleph says over here. No. What? See, Cotton Gimel says the Mishnah Berurah. See, Cotton Gimel umitzah mina mufkar shegama ola yisader tchilo beino levein atzmo. Even the person getting aliyah, he should also misader the parsha between by himself. Ubishnayim mikra shekara be'er Shabbos yotze. If he reached nayim mikra be'er tari, he's yotze through that because he read through the parsha two times. Ki neshra b'cheshbon esider. It's also part of the cheshbon over here. This is Meduyek, and this is the sheet of Morina Ravina Rav Nevin. So we see over here, when you do Shnai Mikra, you're supposed to do Shnai Mikra with the Tami. You're supposed to prepare it with the Trump, in order that perhaps you are going to get an Aliyah. And this also shows us that Lichatchila, one of the reasons why Lichatchila, you're supposed to be done with Shnai Mikra for the time of Kriyas Torah on Shabbos, so that if you get an Aliyah, you have the Mitzvah and the Mufkar, that you also know how to read along with the Shliach Tzibur with the Baal Korei. That is a din lechatchila. But the Eved, we hold nowadays, if you didn't prepare, you can still get an Aliyah. We'll talk about it if you don't know how to read it and stuff like that later on in the Siman and other Siman. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down over here in Sif Katan Aleph, the dinner of the Gemara. The Gemara tells us that someone gets called to the Torah, and doesn't go up. It's one of those things that are mikatzrin its yamov. It makes people die young. That's a terrible thing. No one wants that. Okay, he brings it down over here. It says the Mishnah Berurah, Sikon Aleph, Hainu Aval Bishakar Lalosam Ruchazal. Even though it says over here, don't go up though if you didn't prepare the parsha. So he says, even though Chazal tells us that this is one of the things that Mikatsun Yamav, Aval Bishakar Lalosam Ruchazal Gimel Dvar Mikatsun Yadav Yadav Shaladam, three things less than a person's life. The Echad Mehen Mishin Nosin Lo Sever Talikos in a Kore. Someone is called to the Torah and he doesn't read. Hachalo Yala. In this case, he should not go up. Why? The tzibur doesn't have to suffer because you didn't prepare the parsha. You don't know the parsha. You have to be motzi the tzibur. You didn't prepare, so you can't be the Baal Kori. So which begs the question, nowadays, does this really apply? Because what's the whole idea over here? You're called to the Torah to be motzi the tzibur and you don't go up? Nowadays, we're not motzi the tzibur and the Baal Kori is motzi the tzibur. That's what Morena Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Sal brings down over. It's actually a machlokas in the Achroim. If this curse still applies nowadays, if someone calls up the Torah and he doesn't go up, the Magen Avram holds it still applies nowadays. The Magen Avram holds still. The Pri Chadash also Hayom Adain the Klola is still a place. However, the Eliyahu Rabba paskins that it's only in the time of Chazal or the earlier times where you would have read from the Torah. Then you get this curse if you don't get up. And that's the sheet of Morena Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Zal. He brings it down over here in Dirum Aslam, Mikatsun Yomav. Okay? He says, Admor Zalamar da inni in Karul Alosein Ola. Nowadays, if someone gets called to the Torah and does not go up, Aim Bazemishum Kitzur Yomim. You do not get Kitzur Yomim. Shari Balavach in a Kori Vitor. He's not going to be the one reading from the Torah. Lachain says, Morena Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Zal over here, Im Bikshu Me Adam Lios Balkore. But then what does apply is someone asked me to be the Baal Korei. Lo yisare mishum kitzur yamim. You should not go up because of kitzur yamim. If he has a right to be the Baal Korei and he doesn't get up, then he gets the curse. That's the person who gets the curse because he's the one who is motzei the tzibur. That's how Morena Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Zal learns this out. The curse goes on. By the way, it's meduyik in the mechaber like the psak over here from Rav Nevin Zal. Why? Because the mechaber himself does not bring down the din over here of the person going up for the liyah. Doesn't get Kitzur Yomim, okay? Why doesn't bring it down over here? In Hilchos Birkas the Muslim and Simon Reish Aleph, over here, that's another thing that someone gets Kitzur Yomim. Someone asks to bench in someone's house, in a guest's house, someone asks to bench, and they refuse. That's another thing that Kitzur Yomim. Over there, the Mechaber brings it down. Why doesn't he bring it down over here? Because over here, he holds like the Shita, the Eliyahu Rabba, like Rishon Zalman, quote of Aaron Nevinzal, that it does not apply nowadays when someone gets called up to the Torah, there's no din of Kitzur Yomim. Okay? So that is this din over here. Okay? By the way, that which I told you, the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkan Gimel, that also people going after the Torah should prepare a parsha beforehand. The Aruch HaShulchan disagrees. Okay? He says that it does not need to be done. However, once again, we try and follow the Mishnah Berurah. He holds a mitzvah min amufchar for the person to go ahead and do it. So, fine. Seed base. Misha eino yodea likros, someone who doesn't know how to read. Okay, sarich limchos biyado shelo yaleh l'sefer Torah. Yati mocha biyado. The lashon mechaber very strong. Lashon mechaber to protest against someone who does not read that he cannot go up to the Torah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Kanan, Tzadik Kanan Dalad, Miktok Divrei Mechaber Mukhak Tafil, Yachol Likros Ima Shliat Tzibur Mimila Mimila. Even Masha from the Mechaber, that even if he could read along with the Shliat Tzibur word for word, Miktok Dag Gankan Ein Likros, still don't call him up. Kave and Shiachol Likros Lachar, because you have another person who knows how to read regularly, better to call him up. Okay? However, as he springs down over Haval V'Divrei Hator, and we'll learn later on that this is not Poshet, that even if someone does not know how to read, we still are knowing to call up the Torah. We'll see more of that in the Hemshech. Okay? But the Sheet of the Makaber seems to be, you cannot call up such a person. If you need this person who does not know how to read by himself, okay, but he's the only Kohen, or he's the only Levi in Shul, so there's no other Levi or Kohen to call up. Im kishi yikra lo shliat tzibur mila b'mila, yodea lo amar likros amin aktav, yachal alos. If he could read along with the shliat tzibur, he could read the shliat says vayomer, he knows how to say vayomer also, he could read along with the shliat tzibur, then you could call him up. Im vim lav lo yale, but if he cannot even do that, he can't even read along with the shliat tzibur, even if he's only calling or leaving the shul, we do not call them up once again. That is going to be the sheet of the Mechaber. We'll still see later on that we do not necessarily paskin like this. Gimel. Afilu Rosh HaKnesses O Chazin. Even the Rosh HaKnesses or the Chazin Lo Yikra Ad Sheyomer Lo Kra. Okay, whether someone is the head of the shul, he's the Chazin, he's the Baal Korei, okay, or he's the Gaba even. Whoever that, everyone needs to be called up by name to the Sefer Torah, like we learned earlier on. Okay? Achiyomer Lokra. Until they're told to go up for the Aliyah, not until they're called up. You don't just go up and say, this is my Aliyah, and then go take it. No, you have to be called up to the Torah. Okay? The Nogu. However, the Minig is, However, the Minig is that the Shliach Tzibur is allowed to go ahead and read when get an Aliyah without getting permission. When he's appointed to be the Shliach Tzibur, the Baal Baal Korei over here, that's like you're calling him up to the Torah, and therefore, if he wants to get an Aliyah, he's allowed to go ahead and take the Aliyah if he wants. That's the Sheet of the Mechaber. However, says the Ramah, Ubedinos Eilu, and our Medina's ain't no aginkin, that's not our minog. Ve'in a chazin ola rakishas gan omer lololos. Even the Baal Korei, even the chazin does not go up unless the gabai calls him up to the Torah. The person who tries to give me out the Leah, that's the skan. If he calls him up, if he tells the Korei, then he goes up. If not, we do not call him up. Aval ain't korin lo bishmo, kmo shara only. But the difference between the Baal Korei and everyone else, the Baal Korei, you don't even have to call him up by name. He's already up there. You don't have to call him up by name, as opposed to everyone else. Shikori Oto Bishvam, Ploni Bar Ploni. By everyone else, you call up Avram Ben Yaakov. Okay, where am I being? That's how you call it. But by the Baal Korei, you don't even have to call him up by name. Nowadays, the minug is that we even call the Baal Korei by name. That is Pashit the minug nowadays. Now, says the Roma, if someone's father is an apikoros, he's a mumar lavodos kochavim, he goes out there, he believes in Christianity, he's an avodah ovi avodazara. Kori no to b'shem avi avi. You don't call that person to the Torah by his father's name? Okay, it's like a bizayin. God, it's like embarrassing. It's the father's, is a Christian. Okay, and therefore you call him up by his grandfather's name. Okay, instead of Moshe ben Shimon, who's his father, you say Moshe ben Reuven, who's the grandfather. Okay? That's how you call him. Avolo bishmo b'levat. Shalolo v'ayishabram. You don't just call Yamud Moshe, because that's also embarrassing. It sounds like he doesn't have a father. You don't go to him. You say Moshe ben Reuven, and people don't know that Reuven's really his grandfather, and therefore you call him up by the grandfather and not the father. However, says the Ramah, that could also be embarrassing. His whole life he was called up by his father's name. All of a sudden the father goes off the derech and he's worshipped Avodah Zarah. They start calling, that's gonna just emphasize his whole point. Can you have people talking? Look at this, look at his father. So therefore he says, V'davke shalo alo miyavah b'shem avi. That's only if he was never called up by his father's name. Okay, if he was never called up Moshe ben Shimon, so then, hey, if he's already a well-known guy and everyone knows he's Moshe ben Shimon, and therefore if you call him Moshe ben Reuven, it's going to be even more embarrassing. Later on in life, his father went off the derech. You'll still call him up by Moshe ben Shimon. In order not to embarrass the guy in public. And another reason why we call him Moshe ben Shimon is if the father is like a powerful guy If he's a powerful guy and he hears that in Shul, they don't call him by Ru Shimon anymore. They call him up by the grandfather. He's going to get angry and he's going to go to the government. He's going to cause tzaras for Klal Yisrael. So then also just call him up by his father's name also. Just to point out, this is only talking about someone who's Mamash Mumar. Because he goes off and worships the Avodah Zarah and things like that. Father doesn't keep so much mitzvahs, he's Michal Shabbos like that. This din would not apply. We're only talking about over here. It could be Michal Shabbos is Domitz Avodah Zarah. But similarly over here, generally we hold, it's only by Mamish, by a Mumar. Someone who Mamish goes and believes in other religions, worships the Avodah Zarah and things like this. Okay? Fine. Vasuvi Yishtuka Koranatol B'Shem Avi Imo. Okay, if you don't know who the father is, because he's a Suvi Yishtuka, they find him on the, you call him up by the father or the mother. V'im'eini Yadua. If that's not known, Koranatol B'Shem Avram Kamala Ger. Then we call him up, like Avram, just like a Ger is called up Ben Avram, so too over here, if you don't know the father, you don't know really the mother, and therefore you don't know the grandfather, then you just call him up by the father, then you call him up by Avram. That's what you call over here. Over here in the new Borino Rabbeinu Nevin Tzal Mishnah Berurah, he brings down over here that in Dira Maslo Avi. Sorry, in Dira Maslo Bishmam, he says if the Gabbai wants to call up his father, Avi, if he's calling up his own father, Lo Yikro Bishmo El Yomar Yamod Avi Mori, you don't have to call, you don't say him by name, because it's not covered for a person to call their father by name. You say Yamod Avi Mori, and that's it, and that's all you have to call him up, to go ahead and call him up to the Torah. Okay? That is where we're going to stop today. We are going to continue over here in terms of Suma, which gets into really a new sugya next time, and then see if Dala gets into a very ikur dinim over here of how to do an aliyah, looking in, looking out, and how to do it practically ad kan for today.